Yo, what's good? It's your boy Jigsaw Blue. Domestic violence is a serious matter. So if you are in any type of trouble or in a domestic violence situation, don't hesitate to reach out. National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233. Reach out and get some help.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Jigsaw Blue back with another episode of Jigsaw & Company, brought to you by Puzzle Me Entertainment. You know, you can catch us on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor app, and we is on YouTube now. Check out the visuals. I'm going to be chopping up clips now so y'all can just get more of the interviews that people want to see, people want to know about. Today, I got on a guy that I heard from one of my coworkers. I'm going to tell you the story. So I work overnight and we was on our lunch break. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I'm tired as hell. So my coworker, Rampage, came up to me and was like, yo, little bro said you need to check this out. So I was like, all right. So I know they don't listen to the type of music that I listen to. Right. So he played the intro for Premeditated Two, the intro. And from that point, from when I listened to what I listened to, that whole EP album, I don't know what you call it, but I listened to that whole thing from the time we left from the car to the time I got off of work, and I got off at like 7:30 that morning. Like it was just on, like I'll just listen to on repeat the whole thing. Anyway, shout out, we got Boss Wood in the house. What's going on,
big
man?
Thanks.
Boss Wood. So man, hey, I want to say that this is no cap, no lie. You are a strong contender in my top 10, like just from, because I'm learning about you this year, and you is a strong contender in my top 10 of greatest of all time.
Yeah, I appreciate
and that's it. That's saying a lot, bro, because I like people that know me know that I don't really listen to like the melody singing and, you know, the music that goes on nowadays. I like lyrics. I like punchlines. I like metaphors. I like storytelling. And you have all that bundled up in one. And I appreciate it, man. And my oldest son, he is 16 years old. I was playing you in the car. He was like, "Who that?" And I was like, "This dude named Bosswood." He told me, "Oh, he nice, man. I'm about to go download him right now." And like I said, he's a youngin'. So, and I said, I'm gonna talk to Bosswood Saturday. I said, "Is there a question that you want to ask?" And he was like, "Man, why ain't nobody signed him yet?"
Yeah.
So why he ain't signed yet? So let me ask you, why do you feel like you're not signed yet?
I'm gonna be honest with you, brother. I don't want to.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that because I know a lot of people think, you know, they get these deals and, well, you know, we as, you know, people that, well, I ain't gonna say me because I know about the music industry a little bit better than a regular person, but people say, oh man, you know, they getting this money, they doing all these shows and all of that, but they don't see no money like that.
Mm-mm. In the last 2 years, I done got so hip to the game and how it go, you better off starting a record label, you know what I'm saying, your own record label. And that's pretty much what I've done. You know what I'm saying? I done signed myself. We're going to officially sign paperwork hopefully next month at the end of December. We're going to hopefully sign paperwork and we're going to be legitimized, legalized, and monetized. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be everything that we needed to be hopefully by the end of next month. I can't really say a record label to do what I want them to do because for me, it's the creative control. And I feel like when I want to drop music or when I want something to look or sound a certain type of way, they might not always okay.
Facts.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, because I know, like, you see a lot of people, you know, they not signing deals, they doing these distribution deals, like whether, okay, I have, like you said, I want my creative control. All the thing I want y'all to do is just push it out. That is it.
Right.
Just be the, you know, just get it out there to, you know, wherever it needs to be. But other than that, I'm doing all my recording. I'm holding all my masters, and I want all my publishing. So another respect to you on that one, man. And I like your phrase, you're not a fan, you're a CEO.
Yes,
How
sir.
did you come up with that?
Behind every great man is an even greater woman. So behind every great boss is an even greater CEO. So when I tell people that you're not a fan, you're a CEO, most artists, when they look to the world, they look to the world for to buy something. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm your favorite rapper or your favorite singer. I got a new song out. I got a new album out. I got a new video out. I got a new merch out. I got some shows coming. They telling you this to go buy it or purchase it or come watch them or whatever the case may be. But what actually, like far as connection wise, other than the music, what do you get from that artist? Nothing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So when you become a CEO, you actually have input in what I do in within music. Like say for instance, I drop a project. I'm gonna put up a poll and ask y'all what's the best song on it. And whichever one get the most votes, I'm gonna shoot a video to it. So now you can personally say, hey, if it wasn't for me, Boss Wood wouldn't have shot this video.
That's different. I never really seen too many artists like really take a chance like that, especially like when it comes to not like fan to, you know, cater to their fans like that. That's much respect. That
Definitely.
is much respect. That's something different. So you was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, right?
I was born in Leland, Mississippi. I
Okay.
moved to Jacksonville, Florida at 13, and I've been here ever since.
So how has Jacksonville impacted your rapping career?
A whole lot. You got different. It's very different. It's very diverse. You got your lyricism. You got your gangster. You got your rock too. There's some rockers out here, and you got a bunch of your singers. And your instrumentalists, like your piano players and stuff, and your drummers. Oh my God. I went to a show the other week. I want to say last week. And I watched a live band. I was like, yeah, I gotta get me a tiny desk.
Yeah, because I seen a video when you was talking about that. Man, if you ever like coming up the way, my guy Clark, shout out to Clark, he's doing this thing called flex pull up. This is where it's like our own tiny desk where whoever comes up, you have the option of having a live band or you can have you a DJ, but you put on the set and just, you know, rock out, man. And he started that this month, actually, the top of this month. So I know they doing two more seasons. They haven't found artists for the next two seasons yet. So I most definitely will send him your way to see if y'all can talk about something, because I most definitely would like to see a Boss Wood live show, especially that smoke, man. That
Yeah,
smoke for
yeah, yeah.
real. That smoke for real. So I know you are about your lyrics.
Yes, sir.
How important was winning the song of the day 7 times back to back to back to back to back?
Man, it was honestly, I've been doing the show. Like I've been on the show, I've been runner up. But I was coming runner up to like big guys. Like we got an artist out here. He was signed to Cash Money by the name of T-Rone. And I kept coming second place. And then I sent Facts in. And then after Facts, it was like that was all she wrote. I was like, And then digging into TJ's background, finding out that he was Trap Beckham's hold on one second. Somebody was trying to call me. He was Trap Beckham's manager and B.O.B.'s manager. And I'm like, this a big dude. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? So he liked what I'm doing and I just kept sending in. So it was like 25-50, 25-50, winning. And then it helped build the fan base as well. And shoot, the fan, the relationship between me and him then became so strong. When I went to California last time, he came out with us.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so, like, how, like, did that right there, like, give you extra motivation? Or was it just like, okay, you know, that he already just noticing what I've been doing?
Nah, it's just that extra motivation, because it's one thing to cheer you on, but it's another thing to actually come out in the flesh and support. It's that, that's totally different to just see him out there. And then while he's out there introducing me to different people, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Man, that's what's up. So speak on Motivation Mondays.
Motivational Mondays. Man, I wanted to do something like uplifting. Monday is the toughest day of the week because everybody hates Mondays.
Thanks.
So I wanted to try to give people a little something to just push them through the week. And I stopped. I was like, man, because I realized I've been doing it for a year straight. I was like, man, I'm going to chill on it. And the minute I stopped, people started hitting me like in the inbox and in person. Like, hey, when you doing Motivational Mondays? I was like, dang, I got to bring it back.
And that's how it be, man, when you feel like when you're doing something and you consistent with it and you feel like people not like really paying attention to it, and then you stop, that's when people start coming back. Like, hey, man, because that's how it was for me when I started my podcast. Like, I don't really know for a fact, but I feel like I was the only person that was doing like podcasts, and I was just doing audio at that time. And right. Then when I had stopped, people was like, yo, man, want a podcast? You know, I want to hop on da 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 da. And once I start back, that's when, you know, everybody started hitting me up and be like, yo, I want a piece. But right. I can understand where you're coming from with that. So are you still doing the Motivation Mondays, or you just like, you know, here and there type thing?
I'm kind of on the fence about it. It's like, I don't want to label it Motivational Mondays anymore. It's like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to just drop something out there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm not going to dress it up or anything. I'm just going to drop a few words of wisdom, see how it reacts.
Okay. And people need that, especially nowadays. People most definitely need that.
Mm-hmm.
Premeditated, 1 and 2. Now, did like I said, I heard premeditated 2 first, and my favorite joints on there, obviously, you know, was Smoke, because you was rocking. But how it played out?
Oh my God!
Yeah, that, like, if you have any type of, like, you have to feel that, especially if you got kids, have to feel that. So how much does that mean to you, like, the story behind it?
Man, that's my story. That's the God honest truth right there. Domestic violence is real, and for any women that may be tuned in, if you are experiencing domestic violence, please speak out. Don't be afraid for your life, because at the end of the day, that could possibly be the outcome and what could be taken from you. So please let somebody know. My mom met my dad, and she they were dating for a while. Everything was good, like it always is. Mm-hmm. And as time progressed, he became violent. You know what I'm saying? He didn't believe I was his child. He did the DNA test. And what I've grown to learn, even within my experience of my father, he's very insecure. You know what I'm saying? So he hit my mom. You know what I'm saying? He really tried to kidnap me, like take me away from her. And my mom wasn't going to see me again. He wasn't going to hurt me. I was his son. But it was just the fact of the matter that she made it hard for him when it came to that visitation. Like all moms do. You know what I'm saying? When you're not getting that act right. And a lot of that stuff, believe it or not, bro, I was 6 years old, and I remember that vividly. I remember everything I saw that night. You know what I'm saying? With the him snatching me out of arms, the police sirens and the lights, the police pulling me out the car, them roughing him up and sending him on his way. I remember it all. And to this day, I try to get that conversation out of him to ask him why. And he won't give it to me. My dad caught COVID. You know what I'm saying? My dad was, before COVID, my dad got, his pickup truck fell on him. I'm talking about them that died. And I still couldn't get him to call me son.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm 30 years old, bro. And the man I am, bro, I'm a man enough to say it. It hurt, bro. No cap.
I believe it, bro, because it's a curse that we have on us as black people, that especially black men, like we can't be it, like it's wrong for us to be emotional or like to, you know, to say how we feel. That's why, like, every chance that I get, like, I talk to my boys and I tell them, like, you know, I don't sugarcoat nothing. And right. I tell them what's real, but I also tell them, you know, I do tell them I love them. I do tell them I care about them. And, you know, if I did something wrong, I do apologize to them. And like I said, we as black men, we have to start like trying to break that cycle for not just for us, but for them and their kids. So they can get that mindset that, okay, I don't have to, you know, cope everything in, or I don't have to, you know, drink my problems away. You know, right. I can talk. And that's one thing. And that's the black community, period. We have to start talking about, you know, our trauma, our pain, so yeah. we can be able to, you know, make it better for our babies. And definitely. I most definitely felt something when it came to your song, because like, I haven't beat my baby mama, but I understand as far as like, you know, questioning the situation or like trying to get, you know, trying to be, you know, in your child life, but, you know, she, you know, playing difficult. But then, like you said, that insecurity, it most definitely plays a part in, you know, in our psyche. So keep, you know, we have, like you said, we need to keep pushing that narrative out. If you is being beat or in a domestic violence situation, please speak out and do not be scared, men or women, because, you know, men, we don't, they laugh at us, you know, when we bring it up, but it happens, you know, in certain situations. So men or women, y'all have to speak out on that and, you know, talk to somebody. We have to start talking. I'm gonna look for a domestic violence number or the line, and I'm gonna drop it in the link and have it on the screen as well. But that says a lot about you as an artist, that you're not afraid, especially when you're, because, you know, a lot of artists don't really speak on that until they get to a certain level.
Yeah.
When they have, you know, a lot of eyes on them or whatnot, but for you to speak on that now and be vulnerable about your story speaks a lot to your art and to your craft and who are you as a man. And I can't really see nobody not messing with you. It befuddles me that you're not on a bigger platform. Like,
yeah. I'm a late bloomer. I'm a late bloomer. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It really blows my mind that you're not on a bigger platform, but you are a dope artist, bro. I cannot stress that enough. Your wordplay, your metaphors, your punchlines. I was listening to Knock on Wood too, and it's just like, you are everything that I used to listen to when I was younger. Like, I didn't think that people still did mixtapes where they was rapping over people beats. I didn't think people still did that, man. So
I call it exercise.
Okay. So give me your three favorite beats that you rapped over, as far as like not Knock One or Two.
My three favorite beats that I rapped over. That Was Popping. I killed that Was Popping.
You did.
Three favorite beats that I done rapped over. All I Know by Philmon.
Okay.
That was about my little brother. Let me give you one more. It's an old one. It's on my SoundCloud. I like that. So fresh and so clean.
I'm gonna go to check that out. The one that stuck from Knock Knock to one that stuck out for me was Truth Serum.
Truth Serum. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. That was man. That's real that, too.
Like, it's crazy how you can call somebody your brother, and then once y'all like cross, you know, do different things, that the energy that you give him, they don't give it back.
Right, definitely.
So tell me your story behind that.
Truth Serum. It's strictly the truth, man. It's like the original graphic for it. It's on SoundCloud too. The original graphic for it was a snake wrapped around a syringe. You know what I'm saying? Now, the syringe, it's truth hurts. You feel me? Like, nobody want to speak on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how shit that became from what it was to what it is. And it's like, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of not being vocal. Like, I literally rap, but I can't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? About what it is we got going on or whatever the case may be. And then when people start to put piece puzzles together and be like, they go to look at you funny, but you can't look at me funny. I've been looking at you funny. You know what I'm right. saying? So it's just the truth, man. It's just a lot of relationships that I done had over time. They done went to shit, bro. And it's like, shoot, watching Ray Charles movie. Mm-hmm. Ray. That boy, mama told him that before he became anything. His mama told him that. How she saw that in that little boy. You feel me? My mama told me the same thing. They ain't your friends, son. They ain't your friends. I never understood what it was until now.
Mm-hmm. And we all been through that because I have my share, because it's like you said, your mother sees something in you that we don't see. You know, we just, you know, just going along with it, you know. Oh, everybody mm-hmm. want to hang out with me, because my mother always told me, you know you're a leader, right? Because mm-hmm. everywhere that you go, you always gain a whole bunch of friends. Everybody want to come to your house. Everybody want to chill with you. Everybody calling you, seeing where you at, what you got going on. But like you said, as you get older, you start seeing everything for what it is. And like I said, I had people that I call bros that, you know, slept on my floor, went on vacations with me. And like, I can't even, you know, get this kid to tell my younger happy birthday, and they was around. Like, it's not even, you know, like I said, it's not even for me. It's the fact that, you know, that we call each other brothers. We supposed to be close. We supposed to be, you know, closer than kin. Like, I do have relationships where people that I was friends with became my brothers, and we are closer than my actual blood brothers. But then it's people that I knew since I was like second grade, and you know, it's like a tension when we see each other, or it's not genuine when we see each other.
Right.
And it's all because, like I said, they see something in you that they want. Mm-hmm. Whether it's your rap style, your woman, just the way you carry yourself. They see something that they don't have that you got, and they just want that, you know, they just want to hate. I don't get it, man. Everybody can, you know, do their own thing. We all, you know, and one thing that's why I went back again to the Black community, that's that crab in the barrel mentality for me, in my eyes, because we supposed to be helping each other. We look at all these other cultures and they pulling each other up. I mean, I'm pretty sure they have their own beefs or whatever, but we as people, we Black people, we always, you know, hating on each other or want something that somebody else got when we all can get it together and people just don't want to do it together. Everybody want to feel like they can do it by themselves, which I feel like nobody does nothing by themselves.
Right. Nobody.
Okay. I go on a rant, bro, because I start thinking about things and sometimes I just start flowing. But
no, it's fine. It's totally fine. You're telling the truth, bro.
So speak on what it was for you when Big Crit shouted you out.
Man. Hey, man. No, it was a real privilege, bro. Like, it's like you went from making sure you downloaded this person to hear them, listen to them, feel what they was going through and you know, be part of that moment and sharing that experience, to them listening to you. And it's like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? He heard me. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm gonna tell you the God honest truth. I cried, bro, when they announced the window. I was like, because I was on the phone with my little dog named Eli. I say, hey, bro, my phone steady chirping. Like, hold on 1 second. Like, I don't know who it was. Man, it's Instagram. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, oh, snap. I'm like, bro, I won the challenge. I'm like, I got to go, bro. But I bullshit you not. I was at work. I cried, bro. They're like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, man, I just won the Big Crit challenge. What? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, bro, I'm finna go home, bro. Like, no, I don't want to be here no more. And so, dog, that joint was beautiful, man. And I sat up there for a while on this page. I go sometimes and just look like, yeah, I did that. You know what I'm saying? And, shoot, I ended up off that challenge, bro. Life changed. This whole life did a 180. It's like everybody started to hit me up. They wanted to pay for verses. People started paying me for shows, and shoot, I ended up in California off that verse. I'm like, I'm in a whole nother side of the world right now from a 16. I'm like, bro.
So have you ever been, what have you been to California before then, or?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So what was your experience like with that moment right there when you went to California off of that 16?
Man, it was dope, man. Like, I'm thinking it's finna be like the movies. It ain't like the movies. I feel like you got to go looking for that trouble, if you know what I'm saying, like with the gang mentality that they have out there. I feel like you got to go looking for that trouble in order for it to find you. Because I actually, my second time going, I stood in Nipsey neighborhood, man. And I rapped a verse right there on the wall of the mural they got. I rapped my verse, man. And I met Cowboy. He's a cool dude. And I even bought a couple things from him out there. He had some Crenshaw stuff out there. And I just wanted to shop with him just because I was out there. But, bro, it was just different. Going in the dispensary, I don't even smoke. But just being in the dispensary and having it on you, like, knowing you can't get in trouble, I had to have some in my pocket, you know what I'm saying? So, dog, it was beautiful, bro.
That's what's up, man. So, out of this whole moment that you, like, let me backtrack. How long have you been rapping?
Since I was 13.
Since you were 13. Dang. So you felt like as soon as you hit Jacksonville, you was like, all right, the music around here, this is me.
It was just, I got tired of listening to other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got tired of the radio. And I was like, man, I done heard enough of this stuff to feel like, let me try it. You know what I'm saying? And just sitting in class one day, and I wrote my first rap. I want to say my first song was what? It was called Hustle Hard. And my little cousin know it. And he quoted it to me one day because he rapped. And he was like, you know what? What's my favorite song by you still? It was like that Hustle Hard song. And he started singing it. I was like, dang! You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, that song, oh, I can't even find it on paper no more.
So who influenced you to, because like I said, me personally, I feel like you have I know you have some 90s flow in you, just the 90s period, but then you also have, I want to say like a bit of Twister with you, the way you be when you be da 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 da, you be kicking. But who, like, as far as like Bosswood, who do you feel like you influence you?
I try to get it from all angles, bro. Like Twista, one of them. Bone Thugs and Harmony, one of them. My first explicit albums that my mom ever bought for me was Ludacris, Word of Mouth, and Outkast, Stank on You. That was a big influence. You got Jay-Z and Nas, Starlito and Don Tripp.
Okay, Don True.
I'm gonna give you one more. Freddie Gibbs.
Shout outs to Freddie Gibbs, man. We are the same age because my neighbor for my birthday, she bought me Word of Mouth. I used to like Lu at one point in time, Ludacris was my favorite rapper. And I knew Word of Mouth from front to back. Back the first time was the first album that I purchased. Is like I got some money and I went and got it for myself. But that word of mouth, that just draw like a real big memory for me. Word of mouth. Oh man. So you spoke on Don Tripp and you have a song with Don Tripp. What was that like?
It started with Premeditated One. I feel like certain artists don't get the credit that they deserve. You know what I'm saying? Including myself. I feel like a lot of and a lot of people that you might find in my iPhone, they underrated. You know what I'm saying? They're not on people's radar as much as I would like them to be, but they there. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like they voice and the message that they give across. It's just loud and clear. And when it come to Don Tripp, you can't say his name without Starlito. That's the like the stamp that they done put on it. So when it comes to those two, Don Tripp is the father figure in the raps. You know what I'm saying? He's like the street father figure. And I was like, me and him share a lot of similarities because we got like just listening to the music, I feel like we got a lot of the same views. And I was like, man, I'm gonna shout him out. Like I'm gonna big him up, you know what I'm saying? So I made the song inspired by Don Tripp. And I sent it to him on Instagram. And then Premeditated came out. Once people got a hold of it, they flooded his DMs with it. And because he didn't respond initially to me. And then he finally tapped in and was like, hey, I saw what you did. I just want to say thank you. I say, no, brother, thank you for your contribution to hip hop. I say, one day, man, we're gonna have to get it in. But till then, bro, stay driven, stay motivated, stay down. And it was like, no doubt, bro, you do the same. I saw a post go up. It was like, hey, man, I'm doing features. I was like, that's kind of ironic. I hit my manager. I say, let's hop on that, bro. So we got it. I killed
Hey, he said I killed him. Hey, so what's the process for you when you're going in to record?
Rehearsal, be honest with you. I'm gonna give you some game. And for any rapper that may be listening to, I know a lot of you guys like to start songs in the studio, but notice if that's not your studio, you got to pay for that time you're spending in there. And a lot of rappers, they like to sit in the studio and smoke and drink and try to catch that vibe. You do that on your own time. You write your music at home if you're a writer and you rehearse it. And you just build up a collage of songs. So now, what may have cost you $500 to $1,000 may only cost you $200 to $300. So the studio that I record at, big shout out to Shop Boy, they charge 50 an hour. I may go purchase 4 hours, which is $200. And depending on how much I done wrote in a month's time, I may drop a whole mixtape in 2 hours. 12, 4 hours, my bad, which
And
I've done.
yeah, I speak because like I said, I used to do music too, and I'm about to get into managing, like because it's just something about music I just can't get away from. I don't want to do it no more because I know, like I said, I know it's a marathon, but I want to help somebody and that I feel like that has that potential. And I got two young boys that's that needs, you know, they got some, they got some songs. It's just they don't have no guidance. And like you said, you get it, you paying for the studio time, which I tell them, like, if you paying for the studio time, you have to go in there and you is working. You have to go in there because you can't waste no time. You are paying for it. And like you said, rehearsal. You have to put that, you have to, I look at it as like training for basketball.
Definitely.
Like I tell my son, you have to train, you have to practice, and then you have the game. You have to train like you about to play. You have to practice like you about to play. And then once you do those two things, when you play, it's going to seem like it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the game, it's going to seem like it's easy. So like you said, if you practicing, you were rehearsing while you at the house, when you get to the studio, you probably not that song got in about 15 minutes. And then you got an hour, 45 minutes left, and you just sitting there.
Right.
So like you said, you gotta rehearsal, you gotta be prepared. That's another thing I tell them. I say you have to be prepared when you go into these studios, because they getting paid just for, you know, pushing the record button, and then, you know, not on top of, you know, mixing and mastering. That's like I said, these young boys, they don't have no guidance. They just think, oh, I'm gonna go to the studio, record the song, and then I'm gonna pop.
Definitely. I recorded Knock on Wood One. I recorded that mixtape, which was like originally like 22 or 23 songs. Mm-hmm. I shot a music video and I shot the documentary for it with 15 minutes to spare in a 4-hour time span.
Because you was prepared.
Facts.
Because you was prepared. And like I said, that's one thing. Like I said, these young boys don't understand. You have to, it's all about strategizing and organizing. I forgot the order that Killer Mike said it, but you have to plan, you have to strategize, organize, and then execute.
And definitely,
you've been executing to, like I said, I really haven't listened to too many people this year. Besides you, I listen to Benny the Butcher.
Okay.
Like I say, you, Benny. I did check out the new Busta joint.
It was dope. I ain't checked it out yet.
It's not for me. I have OGs that like it, but I just, you know, it's a select few. Like, for me, a classic album has to be like, I give it one skip. You get one skip throughout the whole album. And I just can't, you know, it's just so many, you know, certain songs. But like I said, you, Benny. And that's really it, man, to be honest with you. You, Benny.
Dang.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the 21 joint. 21 Savage joint was tough. I can say that. 21, but like I say, majority of the time when I get in the car, it's like I have a favorite playlist. And if I'm not listening to your joint all the way through, either I'm listening to Benny or I'm listening to my favorite playlist. Other than that, I'm listening to a podcast. So I'm pretty sure you know how Apple do the songs that you listen to the most.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a post all the songs that I listen to this year, and I'm gonna see how many times did I play Boss with this year.
Right.
And this is from July, I want to say, bro.
Mm.
Since July. So that, like I said, you are becoming one of my favorite artists. I anybody that I fuck with heavy, I will most definitely support. I will brag. I will convert people over. Like I said, my son, we don't listen to the same music. We don't listen to the same music, but yet he's rocking with Boss Wood, and I appreciate you being a student of hip hop, and then also being, you know, being a front runner in my eyes, being a front runner. Like, do you feel like you want to be on a freshman cover of XXL, or
No,
you?
I'm
Oh.
declining that, and I'm declining what you call that? The BET Cypher.
What?
It's washed, bro. You're
Well,
gonna have to.
did
I'm gonna be honest. Like, not. I don't want to sound too cocky, but man, it got to be some elites on there, bro.
I feel you. I feel you.
It got to
Is
be
it?
some rappers on there, bro. Like, I ain't afraid to tell it. Like, I ain't afraid to tell nobody, bro. You wrong. Boy, you got. I shake a nigga one time. Like, you got it, boy. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm good. It ain't worth it, man. And then they try to give you this stigma like the Madden cover. Like, it's gonna make or break your career. No, it's not. It done been people
It's
on
not
there that been
too many,
lasted
yeah, too
longer
many
than the
people.
people on the day on the XXL. I'm good. I don't need it.
So, are you a fan of battle rap?
Yeah, heck yeah.
So, who is people on your radar?
Man, there's so many for so many different reasons. You got K-Shine.
That's my guy.
K-Shine is like a lot in one. Like, he's like a baby gorilla, like with a tantrum, but he got so much to say. You know what I'm saying? You got Twerk. Twerk is like that alpha male. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm strapped in. Like, what? Oh my God. It's like when he get that, the room just go to shaking. I'm like, man, all right. You got JC. I like JC.
He kind of
I
fell
like
off for
his
me. He kind of fell off for me.
JC.
His pen's strong. Don't get me wrong. His pen's strong, but he gonna have to get a name for me, and he gonna have to, if not body that person, a strong 2-1. I don't
Facts.
know who he gonna have to battle. I'm gonna have to do some research, but like you said, the two that you just said, K-Shine, he's one of my favorites. Twerk, one of my favorites. Clips, man.
Clip's
If
funny.
Clips, like I was watching the last joint they did, the Kings versus Queens joint.
Ooh, I saw.
Boy, K-Shine, I no disrespect to who he was battling, but he was on a mission, and I feel like he's still on a mission. I know he just dropped a freestyle. I think he want goods.
Yeah, K-Shine went against K-Shine went against E Heart.
Yeah, and
He killed him.
I know she nice, but he like it was a landslide. It
Yeah,
was
thanks.
a landslide. But like I said, I know he want goods, so I think I need Smack to set that one up. Most definitely. Who it's some boy. I'm gonna send you some boys out of Charlotte that's making some noise. Vos and Zay. I'm gonna send them to you, and you let me know what you think about them. They I know Zay, he's under Lotus Lux management.
Okay.
So they making some noise, but that's crazy. So do you take like any
Yep. That
from
energy.
battle rap,
That
from battle
energy.
rap? Yeah,
Yep.
I
And
kind
that
of feel
it, you might get that full bar setup. I might take a full bar setup and like, because I'd be listening to how they structure. I'm like, they started off like this, but they ended like this. But when it ended with a punchline that made you refer back to. It's like a triple entendre, full bar setup, and like a wow factor all in one. I'm like, oh my God. So I play with my words and I, ooh, there it is. You know what I'm saying?
Like that head nigga line, that right there. Would you say,
Boss
what
Wood, I
else?
call shots because I'm a head nigga. Put it to your temple and watch because I'm a head nigga.
My head nigga.
Something. Then I say, pussy never kept me in line
Keep
because I'm a
your lock
head
because I'm a head nigga.
nigga. Come on, man. Because, dog, it's real life, though. Like, women be thinking, like, a lot of females, I ain't gonna say a lot, you know what I'm saying? But it be some certain women out there that think pussy gonna keep you there. You know what I'm saying? Nah. I'm a head nigga.
Ah, I'll rock with it. Like I said, I'm all for it, bro. Like I said, you have my support, man. You are a very, very dope artist. I don't even call you a rapper. You are a artist.
Yes,
Cause
sir.
you and I respect anybody that dedicate their time to their craft, man. And that's what you most definitely did. What does line mean to you? Y'all worse than 50 Tyson soundcheck.
Y'all worse than a 50. Oh man, people took him so serious, bro. People took him so serious. Now I ain't hate. I know he's mentally challenged and stuff, but yeah, that wasn't supposed to happen for real. It's like certain stuff in hip hop, like how you get a pass on it. That's why hip hop is where it's at now. I'm gonna be all the way G about it. That's why it's where it's at now, because you took something funny and really backed it with a financial campaign. Like, nah, bro, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's how I feel about that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I respect Charlie Clips and DNA, but that's how I feel about that Joe Biden, the little Joe Biden campaign that they did. Like, you want to cater to you want to cater to the blacks. Do it in the right way. Don't patronize me with because I like battle rap or because I like hip hop. Don't or like even with Trump, like going to reach out and. You know, get you know, because I know he paid Lil Wayne to go, you know, to say that he supported Trump. I know that. Lil Wayne don't
And
even know
Lil
what's going
Pimp.
on.
Lil Pimp.
Now him, I don't even think I don't think he paid him. I think he just paid. I think he just showed up. He just
Facts,
wants
I
some
feel that
attention.
too.
I think he just wants some attention. But so for the youngins or up and coming rappers, what advice would you give them?
Man, it's quite a few things. I said this in my last interview. It's just quite a few things I can say to him, dog. Like, if you choose this path of music, you might end up by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like on this path that you've chosen, don't be afraid to travel that road alone. You know what I'm saying? Because people are gonna stray away and people are gonna introduce themselves. But everyone that introduces themselves, they're not beneficial, they're not for you. Test them. Put them in a situation where they have to stand alone so they can prove themselves to you. You know what I'm saying? Give them simple tasks. Hey, can you send this music to somebody? Or hey, can you help me fill out this application for this site that I'm trying to put my music on? Give them simple tasks and lead up the big ones that's going to help you progress. And if they tend to not want to help you out in that type of way, cut them loose. You know what I'm saying? Stay driven. Like you're going to have to draw inspiration from any and everywhere. Sometimes it may not be from a life event. I wrote a song strictly based on a spinal cord not too long ago. And man, just pray. Pray. Give it all you got, but more so give it to God, because that's how it's gonna happen for you. Your path gonna light up like how it did for Michael Jackson when he was stepping on them blocks. It's gonna light up when you give it to God, bro. No cap.
What is something that you would tell young Boss Wood? Something that you didn't know when you was younger that you know now.
Go, young nigga, go. Go. That's it, bro. Just go. Be free. Make all the mistakes you want to make. You're gonna get it. Go. Just be willing to learn from your mistakes. Just go. That's it.
All right, my last and final question that I always ask, well, for this year, if 2020 was a celebrity, who would it be?
Donald Trump.
Hey, man. What more can I say about that, man? What more can you
Thanks.
say about that? Hey man, like I said, I appreciate you taking the time to come on the podcast and showing some love, giving some knowledge, and speaking on your history. Like I said, you got my full support. I will be campaigning for you and forever, bro. You
I appreciate it,
keep
man.
doing what you're doing, bro, and you most definitely got my support. Hey man, look, if y'all have it, y'all need to go check out Knock on Wood 2. It is out now. You can check it out on Bandcamp.
Yes, sir.
Premeditated 1 and 2 is on all streaming platforms. Y'all most definitely need to go check that out. Most definitely. Go ahead and plug yourself in, man. I'm plugging you. Go ahead, man. Plug yourself in, bro.
It's okay, man. You were doing a good job. Hey, if y'all want to follow me, man, y'all can follow me on any social media platform at I Am Boss Wood. You can visit my website at iambosswood.com for the latest merch. You can see pictures. You can read my bio. You know what I'm saying? Any merch that you purchase, if you choose to purchase any merch, because I'm not going to make you, just know I want you to post it, tag me. I will put it on my social media to let the world see you and let the world know that you are not a fan. You are a CEO.
Most definitely. So, you know, this Jigsaw, you know, we on all streaming platforms, Jigsaw and Company, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We all out here, YouTube, Puzzle Me Entertainment. We on the run, man. We on the run. So be on the lookout for my artist that's coming. We dropping views, dropping episodes every Wednesday. And with the virtuals, you don't know when they go drop. Just be on the lookout for them. But once again, shout out to you, Boss Wood. I appreciate you. And as always, keep your pieces together. We out.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.